In the article, Albini said he could understand why he was the underdog. He was getting up in years a little, and some folks thought he was past it because he lost by TKO to Sugar Boy Masters in his last fight. And sure, he knew that Haywood outreached him and was supposed to be mighty savvy for a younger fellow, but he'd been training hard, Albini said, skipping a lot of rope and sparring with a guy who moved and jabbed like Haywood. The article was full of words like game and determined. Albini was described as being full of grit. Bobby could tell. The writer thought Albini was going to get the stuffing knocked out of him and felt sorry for him. Hurricane Haywood hadn't been available to talk to the reporter, but his manager, a fellow named I. Kleindienst, Ted had told Bobby how to pronounce the name, said it was likely to be Eddie Albini's last fight. He had his day, but his day is over, I. Kleindienst said. If Eddie goes six, I'm going to send my boy to bed without his supper. Irving Kleindienst's a kamai, Ted said.
A what?
A fool. Ted was looking out the window toward the sound of Mrs. O'Hara's dog. Not totally blank the way he sometimes went blank, but distant.
You know him?
Bobby asked.
No,
Ted said. He seemed first startled by the idea, then amused. No, of him. Sounds to me like this guy Albini is going to get creamed.
You never know. That's what makes it interesting.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Go to the comics, Bobby. I want Flash Gordon, and be sure to tell me what Dale Arden's wearing.
Why?
Because I think she's a real hotsy-totsy, Ted said.
And Bobby burst out laughing. He couldn't help it. Sometimes Ted was a real card. A day later, on his way back from Sterling House, where he had just filled out the rest of his forms for summer baseball, Bobby came upon a carefully printed poster thumbtacked to an elm in Commonwealth Park. Please help us find Phil. Phil is our Welsh corgi. Phil is 7 years old. Phil is brown with a white bib. His eyes are bright and intelligent. The tips of his ears are black. We'll bring you a ball if you say, hurry up, Phil. Call Housatonic 5 8337 or bring to 745 Highgate Avenue, home of the Sagamore family. There was no picture of Phil. Bobby stood looking at the poster for a fair length of time. Part of him wanted to run home and tell Ted, not only about this, but about the star and crescent moon he'd seen chalked beside the hopscotch grid. Another part pointed out that there was all sorts of stuff posted in the park. He could see a sign advertising a concert in the town square, posted on another elm right across from where he was standing, and he'd be nuts to get Ted going about this. These two thoughts contended with each other until they felt like two sticks rubbing together in his brain in danger of catching on fire. I won't think about it, he told himself, stepping back from the poster, and when a voice from deep within his mind, a dangerously adult voice, protested that he was being paid to think about stuff like this, to tell about stuff like this, Bobby told the voice to just shut up. And the voice did.